USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
FBI agent Peter Strzok expressing regrets about having exchanged anti-Trump text messages with a former FBI lawyer during the 2016 presidential campaign. However, he's still getting an earful, especially from Republican lawmakers at a hearing on Capitol Hill.
Strzok promised to stop Trump from becoming president before the investigation even began. He talked longingly of Trump resigning 2 months after he was inaugurated, and well before the special counsel investigation even began. Strzok even talked about impeachment the day special counsel was appointed. That is prejudging guilt, prejudging punishment, and it is textbook bias.
That's Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, but Strzok insisted his personal opinions have never affected his work during more than 2 decades at the FBI. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
North Korea is a no-show to talks about returning the remains of U.S. soldiers killed in the Korean War. U.S. officials were reportedly waiting at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas for a planned meeting today, but those North Korean counterparts never showed up. President Trump wraps up 2 days of NATO meetings with an unscheduled news conference, saying a lot of progress has been made, also saying NATO members had agreed to step up defense spending. The president now in Britain to begin a 2-day working visit there with top officials, including Prime Minister Theresa May. Before leaving the NATO meeting, though, the president was also looking ahead to the meeting he'll have on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, Finland.
We want to find out about Syria. We will, of course, ask your favorite question about meddling. I will be asking that question again.
He says he'll also raise the issue of Ukraine. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
A federal court ruling says TSA screeners at airports have virtual immunity from claims of assault and false arrest. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia saying airport screeners cannot be sued because they are not investigative or law enforcement officers. The ruling involving a Florida woman who sued the TSA for false arrest and imprisonment after a security check ended with her being jailed. The judges who ruled in the majority did say they sympathize with the idea that flyers don't have much opportunity to file grievances when they are mistreated. Elon Musk says he will provide funding to fix contaminated water in Flint, Michigan. The Tesla billionaire promising on Twitter that he will fund fixing the water in any house in Flint that has contamination above FDA-approved levels. Flint's water supply was contaminated with lead in 2014 after the city changed its water source from Lake Huron to the Flint River in an effort to save money. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson will not be running for president in 2020. Actor Dwayne Johnson telling Vanity Fair yesterday he doesn't see running for the White House happening, at least not in 2020. The former pro wrestler and current action movie star said running for the White House requires years of hard work and experience to learn the skills first. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.